Is this the flat with the room to let?
Yes, who are you?
Tony.
Tony? You should have come last week.
Yeah, I lost a bit of paper with the address on it.
Oh, well, come on.
I don't know what happened, you know. I thought I must have slipped down into the lining of my jacket because I could sort of feel a bit of paper in there, you know. Hi.
Hi.
I tried to work it out through my lining out of an armhole and that didn't work, so I ended up undoing a lot of the seams with a pair of blunt scissors, which took ages, and, well, there it was.
What?
An old bus ticket. I found the address down the back of the sofa. Shall I come in again?
This is Tony.
Hi.
This is Deborah. She lives in the flat upstairs, but I'm working on it. That's just me being funny. And this is Dorothy, my sort of girlfriend.
Thanks, Gary.
Have a seat.
Thanks. What do you do, Tony?
I'm in the music business.
Do you know Barry White?
No.
Anyway, this is the procedure we'll be following. I'll start by introducing you to the key fixtures and facilities, and then I'll be offering you the beverage of your choice while asking you a series of simple questions.
Oh, get on with it, Gary.
Well, as you can see, this is the living room with its useful U-shaped seating amenity. And up here is the extensive glassware facility. Bit of an heirloom there, Tony, so no touchy-touchy. Right. Now, these are handy units, aren't they? Oh.
Nice pots.
Yes, yes, yes. Plenty of potware, useful for cooking and so on. Now, the cutlery goes in here in the drawer for cutlery. There's the mantelpiece. Yes, that's useful for mantelware.
Yeah, I think it could be at home here.
Oh, moving on. Into the bathroom. I'll show you how to work the jacuzzi later.
Well, he seems very nice.
I don't know. He's not as ideal as Dermot, is he?
You said Dermot was about as much fun to live with as nose hair.
People aren't exactly pleading to move in, are they?
Maybe I should re-advertise in the Times.
Oh, I see. That's the problem. He's not professional enough for you.
I'm just concerned that we should be able to communicate at a sophisticated level.
What, like your conversations with Dermot, you mean? 2 hours on whether small pointy breasts are better than large roundy ones.
Exactly.
Just because he sells records.
It isn't. I'd have just as many doubts if he owned his own record company.
Well, maybe he does. He left a card. Tony Smart Records Limited.
Oh. Well, I'm sure he'll fit in very nicely.
I'm sorry, I forgot my bag.
Oh, I'm glad you came back, Tony. Welcome aboard.
Oh. Well, cheers. Well, I'll turn up tomorrow, shall I? About 8-ish.
Don't you have to give any notice?
Yeah, you're right. Better make it nearer 9.
I'm sorry about all the questions earlier, you know. You can't be too careful these days.
Oh, that's all right. You've got to check I'm not weird or anything, haven't you?
This seems heavy. What have you got in here?
Oh, it's a mate of mine who owns a butcher's, and he had this pig's head left over.
Yeah!